professional, quasi-legal property acquisition specialists.
Please, there's nothing average about the way I enjoy cheese.
Hey everyone, this is Big Campaign Stories. We still have a player out wandering, so we're doing another flashback episode. This one being set around their first mission, to capture and collect from Martelix, a Lykul that stole some company property. And let's get those lightsaber checks. Sean.
Hey, I'm Sean. I'm playing fours. Oh my god, I rolled a 20. Backed up by an 8, which is right next to the 20.
It's true. I haven't died, too.
Jesse, you go.
Hey, I'm Jesse. I'm playing Oswald Rayland. And I rolled an 18. And then a 3.
And this is John playing as Lucius. And I got a 4. And that is the end.
To set the scene, you'd gotten the call earlier in the day from Ophelia to confront and collect from Martelix, as well as retrieve the stolen materials from the laboratory.
Graciously accepted it, and we're having a suit-up scene. So I put my driving goggles on.
Yeah, I tend to walk around in my Hedron harvesting equipment pretty much all the time. So it's already strapped to my back, and beneath that is my leather jacket, and beneath that is like regular street clothes and sneakers and such. So for suit up, I'm probably just like tightening straps and like making sure my shoes are on extra tight and that kind of thing.
Probably be wearing like coveralls or something.
So I imagine we're in like the area where it's like our engineering place, right? We've got maybe the impounded car, soon to have the sculptor being worked on. Looking over Fors in his overalls, watching Oswald tighten his armor. I'll look to Oswald and I'll finally ask, where did you even get that?
I found it.
You found that?
Yeah, in Pauldron. It was just like lying in an alley. It was all busted. I fixed it up.
I've never seen anything like it.
I hadn't either. That's why I picked it up. It's really neat, though, right?
How does it even work?
Well, do you want me to, like, take it apart and show you? Or do you want us to, like, get on the road?
Let's see if it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, I mean, basically it shoots out, you know, grappling hooks in whatever direction I want and allows me to kind of move around better and faster and easier. It's really handy in Pauldron.
And I'll put down my driving goggles and say, let's go.
Yeah, Barry, we'll see you guys off.
Doing that awkward, like trying to sit in a seat while still wearing a backpack kind of maneuver.
I kind of picture the back of it being like the benches that run parallel to the side.
Oh, the back of the van?
Yeah.
I could see that. I don't know. Definitely leaves more space in the center for like stuff that we might be repoing.
Right. So do we know where this guy is or what the property is that we're looking for?
Ophelia was able to provide the address of where Martelix stays, as well as an address for a warehouse he has in the Selene district that he's been known to frequent.
That'd be something that could be seen from our HCOM.
Correct.
Cool. Then, yeah, while driving, I'll kind of levitate my HCOM over to Fours. Say, figure it out.
Are we talking like bringing up a map?
I think he's asking you to be the navigator.
Okay. Well, there better not be any games on this phone.
I imagine I'll be sitting in the back, and as soon as I see that that's how we're going to go, like, you're going to be navigator and boss is going to be driving, I'm just going to put in, like, some earbuds and start listening to music.
I'm monkeying around with your phone. With a skill that apparently shouldn't exist, my computer use, I got a 25.
Yeah, no, it's easy enough for you to map quest that along.
Well, proper big campaign fashion, getting those high rolls out of the way early.
So I successfully look up Dogpile mapping service. Guys, remember Dogpile?
No.
Nope.
Maybe we have a Thomas guide in the glove compartment.
Following the map along, you guys are able to chart that you're not too far away from the three-story brownstone. You find yourselves driving through kind of a small neighborhood. Cars parked on both sides, as you can see the brownstone where Martelix is supposed to stay. There's an alley next to it, which gives an alternate, probably escape route for a car, as well as there's parking in front. You can see there is a truck parked in the alley as two people are loading boxes from the home into the back of the truck.
We know what Martelix looks like, right?
Correct. You know he's Lykul with no hats.
Weird. Probably has tattoos or something.
we're driving past. We can see the alley as we're kind of driving up front kind of thing. So we kind of see the score.
You guys do a drive-by to keys the joint?
You make us sound like criminals.
Yeah, we're good guys.
Quasi-legal property acquisition specialists. Is there anything written on the side of our work van? It doesn't say, like, bold requisitions on the side, does it?
No, it does not. Probably park in a fashion where we're blocking off the alley.
Is there only one exit from the alley?
With the truck blocking one side, there's no way all the way through as of right now.
Take off my driving goggles. I'll give a nod as Forrest moves out. And from where we're at the entrance to the alley, I'll just kind of hang back and continue to assess the situation.
I'll hop out of the van as well. I'm starting to look up and assess what the local roof heights are like and how I might be able to get around.
Like mentioned, Marlux is in a three-story home. Most of the homes around here are about the same size and height.
I'll hop out and walk around the building and scope it out.
The home facing outwards, cars parked on both sides of the street.
Mm-hmm.
In the alleyway is the truck being loaded up.
Okay, and so where has Lucius parked our van? In the alley?
Blocking them in?
The way I'm seeing it is that we're on the street blocking the alley.
We're that asshole that parked, like, sideways across a driveway.
Correct.
When I got out then, if they were loading and stuff, I'll go around the other side of the building.
I'll look to Lucius and say, all right, boss, where do you want me?
Well, Forrest is an expert of reconnaissance. Let's hold off for a second. I don't know where else we could possibly be.
All right.
Forrest, as you walk around to the other side, you do catch a glimpse inside of the first story of Martelix closing a briefcase, as he's mentioning and pointing at different boxes that one of the men is grabbing to take out there. Peeking in, you can see that emblazoned on the side of the jacket of the people loading the van is Applied Solutions.
All right.
You know Applied Solutions to be professional mercenaries, so you'd assume that they are armed.
Very expensive movers.
How easy am I to see through the window?
I mean, if they looked outside, they'd see somebody walking through an alleyway.
Okay. Guess I'll do a stealth, but I want to put my ear to the window and see if I can hear what they're saying.
Absolutely. Go ahead and roll me a stealth check.
Oh, boy. Gonna go ahead and get a 21.
Nice. You approach the window carefully and quietly, and you can get yourself close enough that you can overhear, kind of inside the home, Martelix barking orders. Pick that up! Move that! We need to get going before our bond sends people after me.
So this guy is Vizzini.
Yeah.
We've all got HCOMs, right?
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and send a text your way, Lucius. We've got armed Applied Solutions, guys.
My HCOM chimes in my pocket because I have not set it to silent.
Well, we've got the alley blocked. Maybe the best case is to just confront Martelix.
Or what about waiting until they have the van loaded up and then just take the van?
Infinitely better idea.
Are we supposed to get Martelix himself or just get his stuff?
We just need the stuff, right?
Yeah, as implied by Ophelia, the stuff is kind of what they're hoping to get back. But if you were to capture and turn in Martelix, that probably be just as effective.
All right, cool. So that's what we're going to go for then.
So if we get him, we get more money.
Correct.
All right. How do you want to do this? I'll back away from the window so I'm not pushing my luck.
Yeah, we can see them loading from the alley, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I'll say, Oswald, meet up with Fours at the front. And come the time that it looks like that van is properly loaded and they're getting ready to go, I'll block off the back door and we'll come at them from the front.
Okay. So you want me to just hang out at the front door until Four shows up?
Yeah.
All right. I'll just kind of walk up to the front door and just kind of like stand to the side of it. And just wait.
Are there fire escapes on this building?
Yes, there are.
Okay.
When I think Lucius isn't looking at me, I'm going to check the doorknob of the front door to see if it's unlocked.
Yeah, the front door is unlocked.
Okay.
I'll be coming around to the front eventually.
And I've got no idea how much stuff they're loading into their Hedron vehicle. So when it just feels right and they're both inside, that's when I'll close the door and lock and seal tight.
All right.
Wolf inside the building?
Yeah.
You go ahead and give me a stealth check, Lucius.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, right.
Is this where you put one of your two skill points?
Absolutely not. I have rolled a 3 with a result of a 3.
As you do time it right, both men go inside the home. As you move towards the door, one of them, though, you'll see, will kind of start patting himself as he turns around, telling the other one, I left my HCOM, 1 second, and we'll turn around to find you there.
As I probably have the compound ready to go, I don't know how long it takes to use it.
Quick seal stuff?
Yeah. Is this a slam the door and quick seal the door kind of moment, or do they got a chance to stop me?
All right, so it is a full round action. So what we can do is, if this is clear, you're going for the slam and seal. Let's do an opposed initiative check.
So I have rolled a 3.
Don't try too hard.
Which means that I got a result of a 3.
Use a different favorite number. Double digits, preferably.
Well, if you're 4s, he's 3s. As you reach forward for the door, he's able to pull it aside and open it away from you. As it steps forward, what the hell are you doing?
I'll probably get a little bit flustered or something. We're after Martelix. Where is he?
Just lay it out there.
Yeah, just lay it out.
Remind me, you're like a big, tough-looking guy that's easily like intimidating to other people, right?
Absolutely not.
You just be cool.
Yeah, we might have problems here if Lucius is about to be shot.
Do I hear that? The exclamation from the Applied Solutions dude?
Both of you up at the front of the house, go and give me your perceptions. We'll put this at a DC 15.
I got a 23.
Well, shit, yeah. Both of you very clearly hear echoing in the alleyway. What the hell are you doing?
So there's definitely that moment where Oswald and Forrest look at each other.
Okay. You check the front door. Is it open?
Yeah, it's unlocked.
Going in the front door, I think.
Okay, I'll go around. And I'm going to immediately fire a grappling hook and just, like, zip over to the alleyway.
As you tell me that you're here for Martelix, the Applied Solutions employee standing in front of you would call back, Martelix, it seems you have a visitor. Lucius, you would hear the front door open. Before you'd see his blue face poke around the corner, as you could see Oswald grappling onto the side of the building next to Martelix's, as he pulls himself up into the alleyway onto the wall.
I'll be pretty impressed by that. I'll look to the hired goon, tell him it's probably better for you to just leave. And I'm going to try to throw an intimidate at him.
Alrighty.
Is this where you put your second skill point? I know you've got a praise and one other thing, and I can't figure out if it's intimidate or drive or...
Obviously, it's intimidate. So I roll a 3.
You did roll a 3 again.
With a total of 16.
God damn.
But unfortunately, those 3s.
Yeah, the fellow seems taken aback for a moment. Martelix, though, seems to be unfazed from this, as he will say, well, it's in the contract. Get rid of him. Let's go ahead and get initiatives from everyone.
So, yeah, I would imagine I'd be right up at the door, right?
Okay, and I'd be up against the wall of the next building.
I am killing it with these rolls. Initiative of 8.
And I rolled better than John.
I rolled a 9 for a result of 27.
All right, very well. Initiative begins. Oswald, you were the first.
All right, so from where I'm at, I don't think I quite have line of sight to Lucius or the Applied Solutions goon that he's talking to.
Right.
I think I know where they are, but I don't think I can see them. So I'm going to, first thing I need to do is figure out what's going on. So I'm going to go just laterally along the side of the building I'm already attached to. So I'll fire a grappling hook up the alley and zip that way and then get a sense of what I can see from that new vantage point. Does it look like Lucius is about to die?
It does look like the Applied Solutions gentleman in front of him is reaching for his gun.
Then I guess I'm going to overcharge this piece of equipment and fire another grappling hook to move right up next to the Applied Solutions guy as a free action so that I can take a swing at him.
All right. He does have cover from you as you're attacking through the doorway.
I'll take a swing with a little knife. That's a total of 24 with my attack.
24 will hit.
Nice. We'll do 6 points of subdual damage. I imagine I'm kind of clinging to the wall next to the door, trying to like fight around it.
The Applied Solutions agent pulls his hand back as you cut him across the arm. Fours, you enter into the front of the home. You can hear a commotion beginning.
Can they see me from where I am? Can I see them?
Not quite.
Okay. Looking at this layout, I'm thinking I've got cover from, looks like, this long hallway.
Correct. Yeah, you've got a hallway with a bookshelf on one side. The carpet goes down before you'd get to the stairs that go up and then the kitchen area.
Okay. I'm just going to be going in stealthily and be going up to the edge of the hallway in the foyer and peek around.
Yeah, go and give me that stealth check as you move up.
It's a 16.
All right.
I'm still checking out the situation, but I'm not ready to jump in yet.
Ready. We'll roll for this Applied Solutions gentleman here to see if he spots you as he steps forward to go assist with his friend. He looks over and catches a glimpse of you hiding behind the bookshelf.
Who knows?
He will draw his heavy pistol and take a shot. You do have cover, but a 23 versus your armor class.
Ooh.
The bullet clips you for 11 points of damage.
Oh, damn.
You call that a clip?
Well, it went clean through.
It clips your lung for 11 points of damage. And all of you hear the gunshot. Stepping back from the knife-wielding person outside, the Supplied Solutions member draws his heavy pistol and opens up at Lucius in front of him. Thrown off from the attack, it shatters the doorframe, sending splinters about the area. Lucius.
Taking a step back, I will ask this person, does Applied Solutions pay you enough to be in this situation in the first place? Can I turn this into a way to try to antagonize this person?
Yeah.
Because I have a feat to do that. All right. We're going to go for a diplomacy in an irritating fashion. Rolling a 20, getting a 33. I attempt to influence the situation to have this person want to attack me and have minuses to attack anybody else.
Alrighty.
You're hitting him with some serious neeners.
Well, once I throw an intimidate and throw him into a rage, yeah, we'll throw in the duty breath.
All right, he is successfully antagonized as he, in his flustered state, grabs a gun with both hands and takes aim at you. That being said, inside the home, Fours, you'll see Martelix rush towards the living room area where the briefcase was kept. Oswald, your turn.
So the guy was attacking backed up, so I don't have a good way of hitting him anymore. Lucius is standing there basically daring this guy to shoot him in the chest.
Get him.
Get him. I'm pretty sure I'm going to tackle you.
Believe in my confidence.
I've gotten at least one paycheck from you at this point, right? I will try to enter the room and catch this guy by surprise. I'll dismount from the wall and try and just move through the room to the side of him, basically, and take another swing with my base and razor.
He will attempt to knee you as you pass by.
I will attempt to roll an acrobatics check to evade such a knee. I got a 22 on my acrobatics.
You're able to definitely maneuver yourself across the kitchen.
Right on. And then I will try and hit him with my knife with a 10.
Yeah. Your swing goes wide, clipping off the side of the chair.
Yeah. Now I'm in an enclosed space and not gripping the side of a building outside. I don't like this nearly as much.
Fours.
All right. I think I may need to try and tackle that Lykel. So, yeah. Gonna go around the corner from this bookshelf. I'm gonna tackle him, try and get myself some leverage to keep from being shot at more. We're looking at a grapple.
Or a
19.
Yeah, with a 19, you're able to grab Marlux as he's running across the hardwood floor towards the main living area.
I kind of picture it like a slide tackle, like I'm sliding across the wood floor also. And I'll be holding him prone, and I'm going to try and spin around so that he's in my arms between me and the Applied Solutions guy.
Using him as cover?
This is a good guy maneuver called Meat Shield. I think you'll find that only heroes do this.
Soft cover grants you +4 to AC, but no bonus to your reflex save.
I'm also prone.
Correct. You also technically get a +4 to your AC because you're laying down. The Applied Solution agent moves gun leveled at you, unsure if he can make the shot.
Well done.
The one in the kitchen, stepping back across, putting the table between himself and Oswald, will have to take the -2 to shoot someone who is not Lucius. All right, so there's a -2 to this, so a 13.
Is insufficient to hit my AC of 20.
Alrighty. A bullet smashes into the wall behind you. Lucius, the fight has moved inside of the kitchen.
I'll casually walk inside. Look at this man. Maybe give my vest a little bit of a tug. Say, the offer still stands. You are free to leave. And I step a little bit out of the way and move my arm to show you can go. We're here for Martelix.
All right. Martelix struggles to try to get out of your grasp. So his roll of 9, he's unable to break free.
I'm going to try and scoot him up so he's blocking my face and head as much as I can.
Improved hero maneuver.
I just don't want my face and head to be shot.
Oswald.
Boss is trying to allow this guy to leave. I'm going to delay and wait and see what this guy does.
Of course.
I'm going to just sit tight where I am. I'm not going to be doing anything else. I will whisper, I'm really sorry about this. Do I need to keep making checks?
To maintain the grapple, yes.
16.
Yeah, no, that'll still beat him. But you have a +5 because you're the one who's still holding the grapple.
Oh, okay. Nice.
The Applied Solutions mercenary in the kitchen, still with gun out, does not look like he's immediately considering violence.
That's the only way.
How else can you fight violence?
There isn't any other way to fight violence.
The one in the kitchen as well as the one in the living room, both at the moment seem to be kind of delaying for their chance. Lucius, it is now your turn.
I'll motion to Oswald to go help out Forrest, seeing that this Applied Solutions goon is starting to consider. I look towards the door, and I expect him to leave. Do you need a check for me on that?
Yeah, go ahead and give me that diplomacy.
I roll a 31 total.
Alrighty. Martelix will struggle a bit more as he tries to get out, but does not seem to be able to break your grip on him. Oswald.
I'm going to walk over to Fours on the ground, eyeing that other Applied Solutions agent very closely as I walk past him. And do we have, like, manacles or something? That's something you gave us, Lucius?
Yeah, this sounds like one of those times where we start to discover, oh yeah, that's something we should probably carry.
I'm looking around for some material in the room that I can use to restrain Martelix. What it feels like we want to do is handcuff him or tie him up with ropes or roll him up in a carpet.
Though there's no rope immediately visible, there are definitely carpets here.
It looks like there's like a table and chairs and whatnot on top of the rug. So I'll start dragging those to the side, making it very plain that we're about to put this man in a rug.
Rolling someone up in a rug is known as cause serious indignity.
Yeah, that's a spell I don't have.
So yeah, that's my turn. I start moving furniture.
All right.
What's Applied Solutions number 2 by the stairs doing?
It looks like he's having a conversation with somebody that you can't see who. Still has his gun trained on you, Fours.
Is he? So am I hearing one side of the conversation, or is he not talking at all?
He's not talking at all. It looks like he's using a sliver.
Okay.
The one in the kitchen, though, Lucius, will say, for breach of contract, we have to be covered.
Get out. You get your life.
I will let John give me that intimidate.
Yeah, it sounds like an intimidate.
Mm-hmm.
There's that 3 again. We're going to hit him with a 16.
You're able to influence him with, but 16 beats the DC. So he'll put his gun away. You'll see number 2 also put his gun away before they begin to exit through the back. Martelix continues to yell as both of them leave, as he is getting slowly rolled up in a carpet.
I'll look at Fours and say, hey, boss, who's got the truck?
If I hear anything outside, it will remind me that I should go move our van.
Okay, yeah. those Applied Solutions guys honk at whoever parked in front of the driveway. But if you come out and move it, then they will wave as they drive off.
And I'll give them a friendly wave with my good arm.
And I'll walk in with my HCOM floating in front of me. And I'll ask of Martelix, why are we even here for you?
I'd say that because someone paid you?
I'll look over to the briefcase. Is it light enough that I can just magic it to me?
It's under 5 pounds.
Nice. I Jedi that stuff right into my hand. And what is this? As I open up the briefcase.
In the briefcase, there are indents where you can see there was at one time probably 5 vials in here. But there are only 3 left actually in it. So there's 2 empty spots. You were looking at 3 vials filled with different colored liquids. The liquid inside seems to be moving on its own.
I'm not a bioscientist of any means. Is any of this magical? I'll start detecting.
Yes, you instantly detect that all 3 of these vials are magical.
Continue to consider what they are and then close briefcase. I'll call up Ophelia.
Phone will ring a couple times before. Hello?
Ophelia, we have Martelix. Feel free to send in team.
You'll hear her take a long pull from a cigarette before. Wow, that was fast.
You expect anything less?
We'll send a cleanup crew shortly. Just keep them there. Martelix would attempt to bargain to be let out of the carpet.
Yeah, you've been dealt too much dignity damage to be let out. All right, Martelix. You might have a chance to get out of this because we know about the warehouse. What information do you have on what you're storing there?
Yeah, the warehouse. I'll give you the keys to it. I'll give you the keys if you let me out.
Would it be a bluff or diplomacy that, yeah, we're going to let you out if you tell us?
Go ahead, give me a bluff.
I have rolled a total of 28 for my bluff. Yeah, give us the keys. We'll let you out.
Yeah, absolutely. He'll motion over towards the bookshelf near where Fours was shot. Pull out the top 2 books. Behind them should be the key.
Be like eye contact between me and Fours and like a nod and a yeah.
If I find him, I'll hold him up and jingle him. Or wave it if there is only 1 key.
Yeah, there's just the 1 key. Yeah, it's all yours. Everything in there. And he will squirm it, trying to get out of the carpet.
We'll put a good word in for Amon.
It dawns on him that he's been conned. But within about 20 minutes, you hear the vehicles pull up into the front yard. The slamming of doors as an Amon cleanup crew arrives. The one in charge will walk up to you, Lucius. Thank you for your work, as he hands you over a credit stick.
I take said credit stick, toss it to Fours, say anytime, and I'll motion for us to leave. But we're not leaving for real. We're hitting the coffee shop close by because we're coming back.
With that, you guys are able to wait it out at a coffee shop at the corner there as you watch the cleanup crew finish their work, taking the briefcase before leaving. You return to the home. You see it has basically the Mon tape across the front and back door. Mark it as an inspected site.
I'll say, all right, let's see what Martelix was really hiding. And walking past the tape. Without breaking it, I begin to focus and search for hidden doors magically.
All right. As you move about the home, you will see in his office, there is a secret door behind the bookshelf that leads down towards a basement.
That's pretty cool. This guy was living the dream right up until we arrested him.
You can see crates of alcohol stacked and piled up. As well, it looks like very stacked up nice clothes, all knockoffs of very famous brands. And in the back corner of this basement, there's a large box labeled from the Farthen Valley.
I'm going to look for like some sunglasses.
Yeah.
Like some knockoff Oakleys or something.
And let's load this stuff out and we'll make our way towards the crate as we start loading things out. Probably it will be like the last thing we look at. Let's open it up and see what's inside.
Yep. Pop that baby open.
As you pop up the crate, inside you see, standing a little bit over 6 feet tall, with a smooth alabaster finish, a faint shimmer like porcelain scales across the entire body of the android.
Whoa. Is that alive? I'll poke the arm.
Hey.
Thanks for listening, and a special thanks to Nihilor for providing us the music. Both the intro and outro were created by him, And the title of the track is Bush Week.